around, so she tried to keep me home. She hit my clothes, she broke my nose, but I continued to roam. Then she finally hit my weak spot when she threw my bottle out. From the basement to the rooftop, everybody could hear me shout, "Woman, give me that wine! Give me that wine! Give me that wine! 'Cause I can't cut loose without my juice." One day crossing the avenue, a big car knocked me down. I was stretched out, tying up traffic. Crowds came from blocks around. While the police were searching my body, before they sent me to the funeral parlor, one of those cops touched my bottle. I jumped straight up and commenced to holler, "Give me that wine! Hey you, give me that wine! Give me that wine! 'Cause I can't get well without Muscatel." Jumped from the shadows, he put a blackjack side my head. That cat took my watch, my ring, my money. I never even made a sound, but when he reached up and got my bottle jack, you could hear me four blocks around. I said, "Give me that wine! Give me that wine! Give me that wine! Beat my head out of shape, but don't touch my brain." Yes, 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 yes. One day my house caught fire while I was laying down sleeping off a nap. When I woke up, everything was burning with a pop and a crackle and a snap. Fireman broke up my TV set, he tore my apartment apart. But when he raised his axe to my bottle jack, I just cried with all my heart. I said, "Give me that wine! Give me that wine! Give me that wine! So I could drink one toast before I rose." Ba-do-do-do-bop, ba-do-do-do-ba-do-do-do-bop. Oh, yeah. Oh, damn. You know, I get so confused sometimes, I just gotta have myself a little taste. You know what I'm talking about.